Hello there.
Okay. Any idea that this game would be this lopsided? What a match.
It was a good game. I thought, defensively we played great. Offensive line played great. We ran the ball. We made a few big plays in the pass game, which we needed. So it was a good game. We played hard. We expected to play hard, and it was a tough win. It was a good week of practice, and we took advantage of some turnover opportunities that we got. We also didn't take advantage of a few ones that we got as well. So I think we can use it as something to build on and try to move forward in the next week against a very good team.
How much did your play action help?
It was great. When you're running the ball, you can effectively use that play action. And I thought, we scored on the one to Brandon. We had a few other pretty critical plays, trying to fake the run. And, you can get some great separation in the defense when it happens. And we did a good job of that.
Tom Brandon's taking some heat locally, saying that he won't go to the middle, that he's been trying to force him the ball at times. Talk about his production tonight. You guys finally hook it up on the people.
Yeah, he had a great game. Made some real critical plays and catches, and I have a ton of confidence in him. I'm not worried about that going over the middle. He made some other big plays, one on the pass interference that got called back. Made another big play coming across the middle. I got a lot of confidence in Brandon, so he did a great job.
Tom, you were particularly demonstrative after you got that first down at the end of the third quarter. Is that just caught up in the moment? What was going on there?
We don't run too often, so just got to show him that I could still do it a little bit. I was pretty fired up at that point, so that was a big moment in the game. I'm happy we got the first down.
Show who?
Huh?
You got to show them. Who are you trying to show?
All the rest of the people out there, the opposing defenses that say I can't run and won't move out of the pocket. So at least there's a little bit of a threat there.
Tom,
not a big threat. I'm not like RG3 back there or anything, but
Tom,
I can make a first down.
How far has this team come since it was 3-3?
That's a good question. I think we're trying to make improvements. We started really fast, 3 touchdowns on the first 3 possessions, and then go 4 possessions without doing anything. So, we made a couple big plays that really helped us, something that we really haven't done a ton of this year. But when you make big plays in a passing game, it makes up for a lot of errors. And we got a great football team coming in on a short week for us. So, we got to put everything into this one the next week. She's doing very well. Thank you. They're very excited. Yeah, they're very excited. It's been a great week. This is a great way to end it.
Was this a statement game for you guys? I know you guys one game at a time, but it's high profile Monday night game against the Texans.
Sure.
Game
Well, it was a big game because they were 11-1 and leading AFC, and we had to see where we're at, see where we match up against the better teams in the league, and we beat Baltimore, we lost to Baltimore, who's winning their division. We beat Denver, who's leading their division. And, we beat the Texans, who's leading their division. So, it's always good to win these games, certainly Monday night game. And we played in a lot of big games here, so. But Monday night in December is an important one for us, and, we came out ready to go.
Is it a personal motivating factor ever when another team gets a lot of attention, praise, leading into a game to win decisively?
Well, they deserve it. I mean, they're a good team. So, they deserve a lot of the credit. They're 11-1 and 11-1 for a reason. They made a lot of really big plays at important times. And, we did a good job executing early. Our defense really kept us in there the whole game offensively, allowed us to miss a few opportunities and still go out there and score some points. So, stuff we can, like I said, build from, learn from. And then, we have to play our best game next week. We're playing against a great football team.
Do these kind of wins impact
I'm not sure. We'll see if we play him again. It'd obviously mean a lot if we did, but it was just a good win. I don't want to make more of it than it really is. It was a very good opponent. We played him at home on Monday night. Had an extra day to prepare. I thought we took advantage of it, and we played a pretty good football game. So. I think there's still things we could do better, and hopefully we do them better because we're going to need to play almost a perfect game next week.
On that note, Tom, Gerard Naylor just came in here and said he finally put together 4 quarters that you guys were proud of. What do you think of that?
Well, our defense is playing with a lot of confidence, and offensively we feel like we can move the ball. you know, we feel like we can put points on the board. We've done that consistently throughout the season. Our defense has shown us they can really get the ball to us and play some complimentary football. And you know, I thought we did that for the most part tonight.
And, you know, all is coming together now, I guess, as far as on the defensive end as well.
Well, it needs to come together now. This is the perfect time for it. It's you know, we can't wait any longer than this. We got three games to play. They're the three most important games of the year.
If you had an MVP vote, who would you give it to?
I don't have that vote.
If you did, though.
If I did, that's a hypothetical. We don't answer hypotheticals with the Patriots. Belichick would stand up here and say, you moron, why would you answer a hypothetical question like that? So, and I sit right there, and he doesn't have to look very far. So.
Okay, Stallworth said the only difference he can see when he played with you last, was 5 years ago, is more wrinkles.
Oh, really? He's probably right. It's called kids, marriage, you know, a few losses over the last 5 years. Also had some gray hairs and some wrinkles.
But is your game about the same, as good as it ever was?
No, I hope I can keep making improvements. I mean, I don't think I'm perfect out there. I think I'm still trying to, you know, work on my mechanics and technique and read the right coverages and use my my time to prepare each week effectively and be a great leader for this team. Those are things that I, you know, I certainly don't take for granted. And it's a responsibility I really take and understand. And you know, I expect to do the best every time out there for this team because, you know, I've been around for, you know, longer than anyone else on this team. I've been around some great teams, and I can see the attitude of great teams, and I can see the work ethic of great teams, and, you know, that's what I try to encourage. That's part of my role as a leader, as a captain, as a veteran, as a quarterback. I try to show up every day and encourage the younger players who haven't been a part of those, so. Hopefully we don't have to go through growing pains. You can listen and say, wow, Tom, you are right. You know, you're just not screaming at me for a reason.
You know, this daughter you had, by the time she's cognizant of what you do for a living, you'll probably be retired. What game would you show her?
What game would I show her?
Yeah, on tape.
There's been some fun ones. I like the snow ones. I like those ones. We need some snow around here in December. It's not supposed to be 60 degrees and perfect conditions in December in Foxborough.
But not a Super Bowl, not this one.
I don't know. Hopefully there's some ones to come. All right, I'm going to head home. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.